Well, greetings from the headquarters offices of the Church of God Worldwide Association. Mr. Franks has asked that I present this week's edition of In Accord and give a quick update on the portion of the work being done from here in McKinney. To start today, we'd like to be sure that you're aware of the critical need to pray for the safety of some of our brethren in Central Africa. Mr. Joel Meeker recently informed us of the terrible unrest going on in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He wrote this: prayers are requested for the Burume family in Bukavu. The widowed Mrs. Burume and her six children live in Bukavu and are obviously concerned for their security. The fighting around them could spread into neighboring Rwanda or Burundi, threatening our brethren there as well. We have hundreds of brethren in Burundi, 40 miles from Bukavu. Now, Bukavu is a city of 1.3 million people, but many have fled to avoid the fighting that's going on there between rebels and government forces. One news report I saw interviewed a resident who expressed what so many over human history have felt. This is what he said: to those who are fighting, we, the citizens, are suffering so much, and we don't know why you are fighting, but we are the ones bearing the brunt. We don't know what the fight is about. We don't have issues with anyone. We can only urge you to talk and resolve it. Like so often is the case, the poor and innocent suffer at the hands of the strong. In many, maybe most human conflicts, greed and selfishness is often at the center. And in this case, in Central Africa, control over trillions of dollars in mineral wealth is at stake. So again, your prayers for our brethren in Central Africa would be much appreciated. Now, here in the United States, severe winter weather has affected a number of our brethren, from floods and mudslides in Kentucky to snow in northern Ohio that canceled services last Sabbath, to extreme cold this week in many parts across the nation. One of our northern pastors, Larry Solomon, on his way to serve the brethren, spun out on the ice, crashed into the guardrail, flew back to the other side of the road, and ended in the ditch. Thankfully, he, his wife, and grandson, who were in the car with him, were all fine. The motor was still running, so they had heat in the car as they awaited rescue from brethren who lived about 2 hours away. And also, the car was fully insured, and it was a rental car, so their personal vehicle is just fine. So this weather report is just a reminder to continue to pray for each other's safety and the safety of God's servants as they care for the brethren. Now, on the Foundation Institute front, Dr. Levy has asked that we let you know that the first FI continuing education session from July 14 to 18 is now full. But there is still plenty of room in the second session, which takes place July 21st through the 25th. So applications will remain open until Monday, March 3rd. Now, regarding FI Online, we've just completed, as you know, Mr. Johnson's class series on Thessalonians. This week, we're taking a break, and we'll resume with an entirely new series on the book of Exodus, taught by Dr. Ralph Levy. So Exodus, Class 1, begins next week on Wednesday, February the 26th. Now I'd like to give you a bit of a window into ministerial services activities this past few weeks. One of my responsibilities is to serve and care for our pastors and their wives and families. There's no other way better, really, than to do this by visiting with them in their homes and in social settings. So Pam and I recently took a trip to visit with pastoral families in Pennsylvania and Ohio. I go over this trip information so that you might be more aware of those who serve in these areas. We began with a visit to the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania congregation and our pastor who cares for both Pittsburgh and Wheeling, West Virginia, Zach and Emily Smith, and their five lovely daughters. We appreciate Zach and Emily's fine contribution to the work of the church. After visiting the Smiths for From there, we traveled west to northern, to southern Ohio, where we had a retreat of sorts for 2.5 days with 5 pastoral couples. Doug and Janelle Johnson, regional pastor Kevin Epps and his wife, Belinda, Blaney and Linda Sproul, Scott and Monica Lord, and Chris and Angela Moen. Unfortunately, we were unable to visit with Don and Randy Henson due to illness. But there is little to compare to sitting around the fireplace with time to talk shop, to counsel, as well as just enjoy each other's company on a situation like that. Now, following that visit, we drove north to be able to visit with Marty and Ashley Miller, who are in the midst of their pastoral training in central Ohio, where they live with their 3 young boys. They help Pastor Don Henson with the Akron, Canton, and Newark, Ohio congregations. From there, we visited Chad and Jen Messerly and their 2 daughters. Chad pastors the Buffalo, New York congregation, as well as assisting in the Akron, Canton, and Newark congregations, along with, like most of our pastors, a myriad of other hats and responsibilities that they take care of. Now, concluding this part of the tour, we were also able to spend a day with our grandchildren before heading over to Missouri for the 30th annual Branson President's Day Family Weekend. Pastor Dennis Fultz and his wife Lindy, who organized the activity, hosted almost 400 brethren and families for the weekend. Things began with a reception, food, and fellowship on Friday evening, concluding with a hymn sing. Then on Sabbath morning, 2 sets of seminars were given by pastors Ken Giese, David Johnson, Mike Blackwell, Tom Clark, Dennis Fultz, and Caleb Froge. They were presented on the theme of the weekend, which was, "For You See Your Calling, Brethren." Paul Ford then gave the sermonette, and I presented the sermonette Sabbath services in that afternoon. One event that made the Sabbath extra special was the ordination of Randy Salyer into the ministry of Jesus Christ as an elder. Mr. Fultz, Mr. Clark, myself, and Randy's father, Mr. Larry Salyer, had the privilege of laying hands on Randy, asking God to give him the help that he will need as he serves God's people as an elder. Mr. Salyer will serve as the assistant pastor of the Bentonville, Van Buren, and Mena, Arkansas congregations as he assists Mr. Tom Clark. Sabbath services were then followed by a catered dinner, which included homemade cupcakes made by Mrs. Clark that were both beautiful and delicious. In the evening, a big hit with the families was the kids' carnival, followed by the family dance. Then on Sunday morning, the seminars were repeated so that each member could catch the ones they did not get to hear on the Sabbath. In addition, Mr. Randy Salyer held a seminar for the teens that were there in attendance. After lunch then, the families slipped and slid around the rink at a skating party. And as far as I know, we had no injuries or broken bones. I imagine a few sore spots from falling, but no broken bones. I then presented the closing seminar later in the afternoon, which was followed by a pizza party for dinner and a rousing game of bunco afterwards. The evening then concluded with a sing-along led by Pastor Caleb Froge on his guitar, with his wife Katie running the PowerPoint so we could all see the lyrics and, well, sing along. It was a great weekend to spend time together with the brethren. Now on to a few exciting developments here at headquarters. I'd like to announce 2 new programs that you are sure to enjoy and benefit from. The first is a new podcast that will make sermons from speakers across the country available for you to listen to on your favorite podcast platform. It is named, appropriately enough, Kagwa Sermons. Now, by now, or at most in the next few days, if not yet, you will be able to go to your preferred podcast platform and search for Kagwa Sermons. You'll be able to listen to new sermons each week that have been given by various CAGWA pastors across the country. It has gone live with two sermons already there. Then a new sermon will be added every Tuesday and Thursday starting coming up on February the 25th. So the Tuesday-Thursday schedule was chosen because a new verse-by-verse podcast drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So there is something for you every weekday to listen to or listen to any time that you would like at your convenience. It's the joy of a podcast. You can listen anytime you'd like. Now, if you don't do podcasting, you can access these podcasts via the members' website under the Resources tab. You'll see the podcast listed there. Now, one unique feature of this podcast will be your participation. Not just listening to the sermons, but recommending sermons that we would use in the podcast. So we need your help. We'd like you to be directly involved by recommending sermons that you'd like to see posted in the podcast. If you've heard a sermon that has made a special impact upon you and you feel members everywhere would benefit from listening to it, we'd like to ask you to recommend it for use. For this, we have a QR code that will take you to the form so that you can submit your recommendations of sermons. Again, if you don't podcast, you will be able to access this recommendation form on the members' website. So our goal is to have CAGWA sermons that people really connect with, the ones that we tell our friends that they must listen to in the podcast. So here's the official statement. Our new podcast series will provide a curated selection of inspiring and doctrinally rich sermons from many speakers across CAGWA. This project aims to serve others around the world by offering a variety of recommended messages that they can listen to at their convenience. We're planning to upload two sermons to the podcast each week, so it's really important that we get regular recommendations from our members. So, to keep the project thriving, please submit sermon recommendations. Your ongoing efforts will greatly enhance our podcast library, as this truly is a community project. Now, in addition to the podcast of these audio sermons, we're also about to launch a second thing, a new sermon library on our members' website. One constant request that we've received from church members is this: can we have more sermons that are easy to access? And now the answer will be yes. We're in the final stages of launching our new sermon library on the members' website. 30 Degrees North has been contacted and then contacted each of our tech teams around the country to update them on how to add sermons to this new library. And these are video sermons that will be done at Sabbath services. So when the site is done, hopefully ready to launch very soon in the next 2 weeks, we'll send out details to all of our pastors to share with you. But long story short, this searchable CAGWA sermon video library will add video sermons from all over the country every week. Our members will be able to go to one location to search for sermons and receive, of course, the spiritual benefit from those messages. So it is certainly an exciting time to be a part of the work of God. Now let me close by reading one scripture from Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. We deeply appreciate our pastors who bring these messages to you each week at Sabbath services. They've been called and chosen. They work hard at that. And we will soon have that content much more widely available for the membership to enjoy. So we're looking forward to launching that. That will about do it then for today's In Accord update. Next week, Dr. Ralph Levy will bring us an update on Foundation Institute and their upcoming etiquette banquet. Thank you.